Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From thinking these had totally disappeared to finding out we actually lead the nation with these in our houses. Doesn't make sense, man.
Us.
Yeah. Unless there are some young people who feel comfortable, more comfortable, having this in their house at all times.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The state of New York has the highest number of landline phones in the United States.
Is it because it has so many old residents?
Okay, so we'll get
to that. Old homes?
Actually, not as much as you think.
Wow.
So the United States Chamber of Commerce said that despite a nationwide decline in the number of landline phones, because of course, just over 50% of residents in the state of New York still have a landline phone.
Wait, 50%?
50%. Over 50.
God damn. Because both, I told you, both of my aunts in Auburn had hard lines.
Yeah.
But that was still 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me say that again. If you're listening to us, odds are one half of the ears on our show right now have a landline phone. That is compared to 26% of the average American across the country.
So that means you probably moved into a house. Let's say Kimmy moved into a house that was older. Mm-hmm. That had a landline in it, but you never took it out, but it's active.
But doesn't that cost
you? You would have
money
to activate it, which means you're still using it. Yeah, because you have to pay money to activate it.
We would have had to make the choice to continue that landline.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have just been ready to use, I guess.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you have a landline, and why do you have a landline?
Because you're being charged for it.
Does anybody have a landline in the room?
No.
Even your old ass?
So that old house that I moved in with my wife, we found all this old wiring in the basement. We couldn't figure out what it was.
Okay.
It was like all over the place. So we had an electrician go in there and go, no, that's an old, that's a super old. Like they took out one. This was an even older one.
Okay.
Like from the 50s that they still was in like embedded up in like the ceiling. That they had to take out. So there was two sets of landlines in that house. And they just put in a new one and left the old one in.
Okay.
So we had to pay somebody to rip that out.
But you don't have a landline phone.
No. It was just in there.
You know, if you are one of those people, right, there's two reasons why it's there.
You like a cord. You like a good long cord when you're talking.
Either it's there because it's always been there.
Because,
like, I'm trying to think, when did landline phones start to, like, really go out of style? Like, the early
2000s? Yeah.
Because, like, by 2010, most folks had gotten rid of their... Kimmy, what year did you graduate high school?
I graduated high school in 2007.
When you came home from college, did your parents still have a landline phone?
I think they still did. I want to say that they didn't. They had it up until they moved into their current house.
Okay.
So they may have just kept it there because I think, especially with certain cable bundles, It was like cheaper to have a landline.
Oh, you needed it with your computer in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
For like AOL.
Yeah, but I mean, even like the Wi-Fi that we know now started showing up in the mid-2000s, became very popular by the mid-2010s.
Yeah.
But okay, you brought up like the cable bundle. Spectrum still will try to sell you cable, internet, and home phone package. Yeah. Why does Spectrum want to sell us a home phone?
I don't know.
What's the benefit for them?
I have no idea.
Because like,
because people still want one.
Why?
I don't know.
Because like,
I don't get getting a new one. I guess I understand if you've had one and for whatever reason, because I do know people whose parents still live in their same childhood home that have not, they have a landline. I don't think they use it, but they just have it because they never got rid of it.
Okay, but here's where your mind's about to get blown, man.
Blow me.
Because as we have this discussion that over half of New York State residents still have a landline inside their home.
Yeah.
You're making the assumption, Tommy, that it's all older people.
Yeah.
And you're wrong. Because our population in New York is not that old. Actually, not by a long shot. New York is right in the middle of America.
Right.
25th out of 50 for residents over 65. Only 17% of New York State's population is over the age of 65, which means there's a significant number of people under senior citizen age that have a landline based on what we have.
Because you don't need a fax machine anymore, right?
Maybe there are some businesses.
I mean, but home, like your home. You don't need a landline. You don't need it for work. Don't need it for your computer.
Are there millennials that got landlines because it feels more comfortable for them having a landline? You grew up with it and you wanted to have one. Does it make you feel like an adult?
Oh, I guess.
I've never had a landline, so like I've never owned one.
I mean, I did when I built my first house, and I remember like the big thing was make sure you put phone jacks in every room.
Okay.
You know, so you can move your phones around.
Yeah. I mean, my home was built in 2006, and I have the phone jacks.
Yeah, they're all over the place, right? Yeah.
But I've never had a landline.
Yeah, I haven't had a landline. Even the ones I had in Webster, man, they went dead years ago.
Should I have a landline?
No.
I don't know. Half people do. I don't have one. I feel left out.
Who are you calling?
You?
Me?
Hey, man, guess who I'm calling you from? My landline. Kimmy, did you ever have a landline outside of your parents' house?
No, I never lived anywhere that was hooked up to anything like that. So, no, I never had one.
All right, 252 WCMF, with this knowledge that over one half of people in the state of New York still have a landline in their house. It's number one in America by far. We had asked why Spectrum wants us to have a landline when they try and bundle those three things together. And Kathleen's on it.
Right.
She's on CMF. Hey, Kathleen, what's up? Kathleen?
Yeah, turn the radio off.
Kathleen? All right, we're going to put Kathleen back on hold for a sec. Mm-hmm. Let's put her back on hold. We'll talk to Bill instead. He's on CMF. Hey, Billy boy, what's up?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Good, Billy.
I believe Spectrum wants it because it's already in their system, and it's they give you a discount. So not all of us have doctor money to spend like you do, so we have to conserve and save here and there.
Sure, I hear you. So you only have a landline. You don't have a cell phone?
I don't have a landline. I'm just calling on behalf of all the other losers with landline.
Okay. I'm confused. Because if you had a landline and a cell phone, you'd actually be paying more than a person that just has a cell phone.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The reason with the landline is bundled in with your cable through Spectrum.
Yes.
So they try to rob you that way.
I have no idea where he's going with this.
So what happened when we looked at our cable bill, my wife did, right?
Yeah.
And they wanted us, we found out we were paying for the phone. And if we wanted to unbundle it and pull the phone out,
yes,
it was going to cost us more than keeping the phone in on a bundle. So you put the phone in that you're never going to use.
Yes.
We have a phone number.
Sure.
We don't use it to keep the bill down.
That's what I mean. So, like, why do they want you to have
that? That I don't know.
Well, all right.
But they charge you more to pull it out.
We're going to take a swing at Kathleen again because she says she's got the answer. Kathleen, we're trying again. You're on CMF. What's up?
Yeah, part of the reason why they bundle your phone into that package is because if they're providing cable only, then they're like a monopoly in the area.
Okay.
So if they bundle your phone in, it's a utility.
Oh. So
they get you.
Big
they
you.
Want that. That's why they want to try to sell you that. Because you know how we've tried over the years to get different providers in?
Mm.
So.
All right, now, Kathleen. Kathleen, you're speaking.
so many.
Kathleen, you're speaking with conviction, and you sound like you know what you're talking mm-hmm. about. How do you know this, Kathleen? Who told you that?
Well, first of all, I have a family member that works for, like, the...
Oh, she's got an inside track, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
She's on the inside.
Okay.
And I was doing some reading about it, because at one point in time, there was a real, like, movement of people that wanted to, you know, bring other cable companies in.
Ooh, I'm Kathleen. I'm a reader of cable.
Well, no, this is the question we had. If she's got the answers, this is a good thing.
I don't know. I wasn't being condescending. I was very impressed.
That was the most condescending voice you could have made.
Why? I can't help it. It's a birth defect.
All right, Kathleen, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, bye.
All right. She sounded like a woman that was going to end her call.
Yes.
Anyway. Yeah, well, about to hit the old dusty trail.
Do you have one of them old school phones
like
in your house?
Like a rotary phone?
No, just like a cordless phone you used to have, like those chargers.
I mean, I've seen them. They still sell them at like Best Buy and stuff. And I always wonder like who still buys these.
Like, look at me. I'm outside and I'm on the phone, man. It's a miracle.
You were saying, Kevin.
So we're getting a bunch of tweets of people saying you need a landline in case the power goes out.
I have my phone works.
Well, no, because if you live near the cell phone tower, the power would also go out to that.
All right. What if but wait a minute. The phone line is connected to a power pole.
Phone line's connected to the power pole.
Well, I guess you could.
Power
yeah.
pole's
if the
connected
pole
to
goes
the
down,
other pole.
Yeah.
That pole's connected to another pole. That pole's connected to another pole.
I mean, the phone line's
that
go
pole's.
I don't
know. No, wait, no. Now that you bring it up, like if your phone, I'm sorry, if your phone's not plugged into the wall, she's right. Yeah. I don't remember my phone like going out if it was a hard lined in phone, if the power went out. It's been a long time.
I remember the phone going out though. Like if the power lines went down, your phone went out because the phone was connected to the power.
Because that pole's connected to the other pole. No, you idiot.
Are there people holding on to their landlines because they're just really attached to that phone number? Like that's what everybody knows
how to get.
Like when in doubt, this is how they know to get a hold of me, like, because maybe they've had that phone number for the last 50, 60 years,
okay,
and they just don't want to give it up.
But if that's the case, we just found out that only 17% of New York's population is over 65, right?
Yeah.
So there's still a significant amount of people under that age that would have a phone based on what we're seeing here, a home phone.
Okay.
252 WCMF again. We got Facebook messages coming in. We're talking about how New York State leads America. Over half of New York State residents still have a landline home phone. We're trying to figure out why. Rachel is on CMF. Hey, Rach, what's up?
Hey, so one of the reasons why people with children.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Go ahead. Yeah.
One of the reasons why, if you have kids that are like middle school age and you don't want them to have a cell phone yet, and if they're staying home alone, then if you have a landline, like they can call.
Okay. All right. I hadn't thought about that. Rachel, is that why you have a landline?
Yes.
Okay. So have you had the landline the whole time, or did you have one put in?
No, we had it the whole time. And we don't really use it a lot. It's just my children use it if they wanted to call or check in, you know, if they're home alone.
Okay. Are you afraid if someone takes your picture that it's going to steal your soul?
No.
So wait, where did you buy a phone? Like, what was that process like, buying a home phone?
It was years ago. I mean, we just have random phones from relatives and other things.
But it probably smelled like tobacco. Man, I don't want some rancid ass aunt so-and-so's phone.
Rancid aunt's aunt so-and-so?
You're not phone nasty, man.
Hey, Rachel.
Your grody hands.
Rachel, you know with the cell phones, we get like scam calls all the time. Do you get scam calls on your home phone or does it stay quiet?
Yeah.
But they're from the 1970s. They're like pushing Amway.
But we like never check the answer machine. I think it's full.
You have an answering machine?
Yeah, there is one on there.
Man.
But it doesn't, I don't think, we never check it because, you'll get spam calls on your home line too, but we just ignore it. But it's more for our kids or grandparents or whatever to call our kids.
Do you know how long it would take for you, Rachel, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Do you know how long it would take for me to not have the bejesus scared out of me with a home phone ring going off?
Yes.
My phone's never, it's always on vibrate.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I
it was loud.
Phone ring,
sitting there, your phone's right behind your head in the dining room.
Like even when you turn that ringer down, it was loud as hell.
He's so upset about it. If you're watching the live stream, his arms are crossed.
I know.
It's so loud, and I did not like it. Because that one pole is connected to the other pole.
Yes.
I do remember when like the fancier cordless phones came out and you could change the ringer on those. My dad would get so pissed because it would be just like a battle of who gets to pick the ringtone that day.
It was fun. Like when you got a new phone that was like newer technology phone, right?
Yeah.
Like I remember when we went from the cord phone to the cordless phone and it was white. We had a white phone
because
all the phones we had before were black.
So the cordless phone was great for phone sex because that was the first time you could move around the house.
Before you're just stuck in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, don't point towards the lettuce, Crisper.
Well, we know two guys that injured themselves playing with themselves in the kitchen
because they
didn't have a cordless phone.
So
you're saying cordless phones prevented J.O. injuries?
Yeah. One kid scalded himself.
He did, actually.
I have questions, but I don't want to know.
He was boiling eggs.
He was beating and a stirring. Stirring
and
a beating.
Ah! Look, we've had a lot of fun today on the show, but if I'm being honest,
there you go.
My parents put the family computer in the kitchen.
Okay.
And that's where you did your stroke at.
Yeah, which meant when I was like, you know, 13, 14, 15, whenever
nobody
they left
home.
The house.
Yeah. But think about, you get that cordless phone, you can slide into your room and take care of business.
Well, no, I never called a phone sex line.
You never called a phone sex line?
You think my dad wasn't going to notice $4.99 a minute?
I know. And it was always like from some weird-ass country.
No, I was downloading porn on LimeWire, like a good American in the 2000s. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now we have an army of New Yorkers. I guess this number that half of New Yorkers still have a landline phone is not wrong because you had Rachel just say, you know, I got middle schoolers. Yeah. I don't want to give them a cell phone. You had the woman before that saying, you don't want to be a monopoly. I heard things. Now Jim is giving you a reason. He's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
How you doing today?
Good, Jim. What do you got?
I got a dead zone. I built my house, and before I knew it, I started using my cell phone, and it wouldn't work. You can go 50 yards down the road in either direction, you get a signal.
Oh,
so where my house is, dead zone.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Jimmy, they don't have to tell you that before you buy the property?
No.
They may not know.
They know.
It was a lot.
You don't think the realtor?
He built the house up. They may not know.
I understand. You don't think the person who owns the property standing in that spot trying to make a phone call doesn't know it's a dead zone?
Right. Just walk 50 yards the other way.
So, Jim, are you calling us on your cell or your home phone right now?
My cell phone now. I have to have a cell phone and a home phone because when I go home, nobody can get a hold of me.
I didn't know there was like dead zones like in normal areas.
No, you know, I think a lot of people who live like up towards the lake, that can be a dead zone sometimes.
Oh.
So there's
I'm in Ontario, New York. You know where Ontario is?
Yeah, there's a dead zone. A buddy of mine's got a place out there.
Jimmy, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
By the way, Ontario also where the guy who scalded his scrotum lived.
Yes, you're right.
So to answer your question, it's not just Ontario. Kimmy's right about the lake. There's a spot on 90 if you're driving back from Buffalo where it's, I think it's between Derry and Lake. Yeah, if you're streaming something on your phone, it's gone. If your map is on, it disappears.
Yeah.
It's that much of a dead zone.
There are more dead zones than you think, and you don't have to go too far to find one.
But with all these towers, they haven't fixed this crap.
Yeah, but I mean, to cover that area, you have to find someone who owns land in that area willing to put
a cell
phone tower.
By the way, they pay you for those towers.
Some people don't want it.
And it's big bank.
Please let the court know he did the money sign.
I would put one on the top of my house if I had a house.
You don't own a house. You got there first.
Mm.
We got more Facebook messages coming in. Another Jimmy, by the way. He writes, we bought a house that came with a landline phone and we just kept it. My kids think it's fun, but we hardly use it. And the only phone calls we get are people asking for money for charities.
Oh.
Would you be embarrassed to give out your home phone number to somebody? How do I get a hold of you? Here's my cell and here's my home.
Yeah, that might be weird.
And also, would you like to come watch the Friends finale tomorrow? I kind of want an answering machine now.
No, you don't.
You do, because you get to do the fun answering machine. I just got into the bathtub.
Yeah, everybody tried to be funny on those things, and it sucked.
Don't be a snob.
Or like you'd have to like gather the family around to do a family message.
Like your
old
man.
I remember my parents doing that when we were kids.
Your old man had to have some funny ones. But you had to do it as a family?
I do remember doing like multiple takes.
So you would say, hey, this is mom, dad, Kimmy.
Various versions of that.
Come on, that's cute. That's not cute.
No kid wants to do that with their parents.
Yeah, but I look back.
But
on
my brother would make like a fart sound or something, so now we have to redo it.
See? Fun. We're all having fun. Okay, let's take a break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sometimes people can be overly sensitive.
What happened?
Well, this might be an example of that. Because one school district that was forced to change its mascot believed they had a new identity.
All right.
But it turns out not everyone was okay with the new name they picked.
Yeah, it's pissing people off.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes from Cayuga, New York.
Cayuga.
It's about an hour east of us, right at the toppy tip of Cayuga Lake.
Mm.
And Southern Cayuga Central Schools were once known as the Chiefs.
All right.
And it was a Native American-branded Chiefs. So, when the state of New York a few years ago mandated schools with Native American mascots and imagery had to make the change, they needed to come up with something else.
Okay.
And they believed that they had.
So they think they nailed it.
Yeah. So last fall, the community as a whole had decided on Cougars as their new nickname. And okay, all was well and good.
Yeah.
All it would take, Tommy, was a simple vote from the Board of Education in the school, and it would be official.
Mm.
Well, this week, the district's Board of Education refused to approve the nickname Cougars.
Yes.
And they say that the nickname Cougars, and I quote, mm-hmm, has a negative connotation associated with it.
Why? Is it for the reason I think it is?
What other reason would it be?
Loose middle-aged women,
okay,
on the prowl.
Okay. That has to be what they mean, right?
Yeah.
Which is weird because I would think, and I feel like we've seen this with a lot of schools that have voted to change names. Like, you go with some type of big cat and you're good.
Yes.
It's like the Wildcats, the Tigers, the Lions, the, you know, like they've all changed to some sort of big cat.
And the alliteration works perfectly. Cayuga Cougars.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So because of this, the town now has to go back to the drawing board and a committee will reconvene in May to come up with something new. This is ridiculous,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
I mean, that's nuts.
Like, who are you offending?
It didn't say offensive. It said negative connotation associated
with
it.
And it's not all that negative. It's a single woman
looking
to date a younger man.
Not date. It's bad.
Well, have intercourse with a younger man.
Yeah.
A stud.
Wow.
Which is on the field. So they should come check it out.
Well, nope.
Future men.
I vote to change the name Cougars.
What's wrong with that?
Everything was fine until you opened your stupid-ass mouth.
Yeah, for the future.
Look, in all seriousness.
Yeah. They're out there when you graduate.
When I said the name Cayuga Cougars,
yeah, sounds great.
Did either of you think of middle-aged women looking to date younger men?
I didn't even think they were using cougar anymore for women.
Thank you.
I think that was
early
like a 2000s. Fad.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Also disrespectful. How dare you even think that way? Cayuga Board of Education. By the way, there are also so many high schools and colleges that use Cougar no nickname or with no issues. It's not like you think when you hear BYU, Houston, or Washington State, you think of older women trying to bang young dudes.
Mountain Cougar.
It's common and it's safe,
mm-hmm,
and sports teams use it all the time. It almost makes this Board of Education look creepy.
Like a bunch of pervs.
Yes, for having a problem with it. Why did your mind go there immediately? What did somebody call you?
Yes.
The only reason that would make sense, other than being the most sensitive community on the planet, that they don't want to be the Cougars, is they're trying to send a different sort of message.
What do you mean?
Okay, so with Cayuga having to give up the Chiefs nickname,
right?
There were lots of districts, and we saw this west of us. God, what was the Lancaster? When they had to give up their nickname, they were one of the first to change. People in the community were livid.
Yeah.
And they had multiple meetings where they were screaming and yelling, don't take away our town's identity. If Cayuga is one of these districts that are still upset they were forced to change their name, arguing they were honoring Native Americans, not using them as a prop, this could be the, well, if that's offensive, everything's offensive.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not from that area. 252-WCMF. Like, was this community okay with changing their nickname in the first place?
Most places aren't. There's always going to be some people that just don't want to deal with it.
Well, there's some people, and then there's the rest of the town, the majority going like, yeah, okay, who cares? It's a school mascot.
Right,
who cares?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
It's funny to me that like the whole community votes on these things anyways. Like, shouldn't it just be like the school and like the kids that go there? Shouldn't it be their decision?
I get that.
Like, I guess I don't understand like caring that much as somebody who doesn't have any involvement in the school, like what they change their name to.
I'm with you 100%. You know? But I also find it romantic, like in these small towns, like if you do want to participate
in any way.
Right? Because, you know, like in these smaller places, these villages, like high school football, high school basketball games, they matter. Like it brings the whole community out, right? Like there's towns within 10-minute drive of here. You drive down Main Street, they got pictures of athletes hanging off their light poles.
They do.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about Cayuga, the school district out there. They were the Chiefs. Mm. They were forced to change it by the state of New York when they did that Native American imagery thing. They had decided on Cougars. They just needed the Board of Education to vote. They voted it down and said because, quote, it has a negative connotation associated with it. If this is such a big deal for so many schools, because like Tommy, we've seen over and over and over again, people get very upset. Why do high schools need mascots and nicknames at all?
I guess you got to put some kind of logo on there.
Why?
You tell me, you're the big sports guy.
No, but like.
Because you got to give something to root and say and shout.
You mean, well, but why can't you just be Gates, Chilai, or Pittsford, Mendon, or Rush Henrietta? Go well, Rush, go Gates, go Pittsford.
Well, it doesn't really. What are you? What's your menacing thing coming at me?
Why do you need that?
I don't know.
Like, it's not even
the other
like,
team.
But it's not even like they put a ton of effort into most of the mascots in the area because you could get together to watch the Spartans of Olympia take on the Spartans of Gates Chilai. Mm. Or you could go watch the Victor Blue Devils in a big time matchup against the Brockport Blue Devils. You could drive to these places in 15 minutes. They have the same names.
Yeah.
You're not even putting anything creative into it. What do you need the nickname for?
It is funny you could use devil all the time.
This is always a sticking point for you.
Because it is weird, right? Like, the worst guy on the planet, the devil, you're okay with that one. Because that goes way back, before anybody else was getting mad about anything.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Hey, we're the burning hell.
No, it's not the devil, it's the blue devil.
Well, I didn't even know what that guy is.
Actually, I don't either.
But I didn't know there was levels of devil.
That's got to be something, because Duke's the blue, there's a ton of blue devils,
blue devils
right?
Yeah.
Right? No, but like, in all sincerity... The most unique nickname in the greater Rochester area is the Rush Henrietta Royal Comets.
Okay.
And the only reason that exists is because two schools got smashed together like 50 years ago.
Mm.
And almost no local schools have any connections to their nicknames.
No, of course
there aren't,
not.
There aren't Saints in Churchville. There aren't Rangers in Spencerport. I've been through Webster. I've never seen any Warriors or Titans going at it with each other. They're just generic names.
Maybe we should just stick to, like, the trees... Bushes, the sky, the sun.
Nature.
You don't need that at all. You don't need it. You don't need it. Just
but if you're going to do something, just something everybody can get behind.
No.
Or the fighting clouds. The storm clouds.
Now you sound like
storm.
A puss. It's better to be nothing than the storm clouds.
Bro. Storm cloud to F you up. Tornadoes, hurricanes.
Kimmy, do you need a mask?
Earthquakes.
Shut up. Do you need high school mascots?
I guess you don't need them,
but
I think of any team, they all have a team name, right?
Why?
I mean,
punk ass dog.
Every
the Gates are like punk ass dogs.
I can't think. Can you think of a team that's just
no
a place and
no.
not no other name?
No, but again.
How do you sell merchandise?
Yeah.
A shirt that says Gates Chilet, a shirt that says
Rush Orion. Yeah, I'm going to line up for that.
Bro, you think people are going out of their way to buy Gates Chilet t-shirts because there's a Spartan on it?
Yeah, but
gotta get that Spartan shirt. Oh, they're sold out. I'll get Olympia instead.
But kids might think it's cool. I don't know.
If there are more problems because of the mascots and nobody cares about the mascots when they don't have a problem with it, who needs them? Who needs
them? Saying no names.
Well, I'll be fine with it. Like, if it's just about the sports anyway, let the kids go play.
You can't write a song about it. Nothing.
Yeah,
like a school song.
Oh, you're all excited about the school fight song?
Love the school
fight. You're going to take away jobs from so many mascots out there.
Yes.
Unpaid high school mascots.
I mean, there are kids that enjoy that part of high school. Their high school experience.
We knew one of those kids.
Yeah.
They grew up into an adult that was a very strange person. A very strange person.
What's McQuaid?
The Knights.
All right. What's your school?
Little Irish.
All right.
I mean,
how'd they get away with that one, by the way?
What do you mean?
Fighting
Irish. He's got the fists up. He's ready to punch somebody.
Little. He's not fighting.
He looks wasted.
He's little. Well, now you're being rude and inappropriate.
But no, that's an inappropriate one.
No, but if they wiped it out and they were just Aquinas, I'm fine with that. Like, who cares?
Wait, you don't want to be the Little Irish?
I like Little Irish because I'm Irish, right?
Right.
Okay, but I mean, if tomorrow they were like, hey, because you know, my kids go there, like we're getting rid of the mascot.
Right.
Okay, it doesn't change anything. My kids still get an education. They still get to play sports if they want to. What does it matter?
Tradition. I mean, these schools are built on tradition.
Okay.
And you're ripping the tradition away. I want to be a knight. I want to be a Little Irish.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. This whole discussion started with a school just east of us, an hour east of us. They were the Chiefs, Native American imagery, forced to change it by the state of New York. So they decided on Cougars. The Board of Education voted that down, saying, and I quote, Cougars has a negative connotation associated with it. You don't need the nicknames.
Loose ladies.
252 WCMF, let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Duff. By the way, you just missed a slight halt by Tommy a minute ago because he couldn't get out tradition. But you're the biggest sportsmanabilia geek I know, and you're arguing as to why teams need to have mascots. So you're telling me you would buy football and hockey personally, and what would the Sabres be without a mascot?
Oh, no, you're misunderstanding me. I think you're misunderstanding me. Professional sports wouldn't be an issue because you're a private business. You can do whatever you want. If the blowback's bad enough, you got to change it, like what happened with Washington and the Commanders and what they were before. Mike, I'm saying...
Right, exactly. Kansas City had to change their... You know, even the Cleveland Indians had to change...
Sure.
You know, get rid of Chief Wahoo, right?
Yeah.
So there's still... I mean, I guess... All right, so to your point, maybe the public sector with the public schools is a different problem, but it's because there's people in charge that are hypersensitive, but I don't think there's a problem with the Cougars. I think it's just, it shows the immaturity of the school board, obviously. Or the school board's full of Cougars. That's possible.
Okay, all of those. What I'm getting at is this, right?
That?
If I'm sending my kids to school to get an education, and they're going to offer free sports for my kids to play, which is great and necessary, what does it matter what you call them?
But who's going to run out in the field?
The players who are playing?
No, before that. To get everybody going.
The cheerleaders?
No.
But there's still an issue. So we were at school until we were the Black Knights for a long time, right? Black Knight was like the symbology of strength and you know being able to make it through a war battle.
I love me some symbology. I always order that at Red Fidelis. Hey, give me some symbology, with a little angel there. Mwah. It's so good.
All right, mister. I've only graduated ninth grade.
I mean, look, you did call him on a halt. If you use the word symbology, he has a right to come after you.
Well, I didn't expect him to understand it, but you would.
But you say it. Go on, Mike.
But we had to drop the black out of the Black Knights because people felt it was negative connotation.
And you wouldn't have had that problem if there was no mascot. Mike, I think we're going in circles, buddy, but thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. Let the kids play. Let them get an education.
No,
who cares?
Let's wipe it out.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Take one more call real quick.
Okay.
Johnny, I got like 30 seconds, brother. What do you got for us?
Hey, really bad guy I went to school with lived in Peoria, Illinois, and their school mascot is something I can't say in the radio, but their claim to fame was if you drilled a hole from their town through the center of the earth, it ended up in China, and their team name was the Yellow, started with CH.
Yikes. No, that can't be real. Johnny.
Swear to God.
Holy crap.
Swear to God. And this was still in 2002.
Johnny, thanks for the call, buddy. Well, have a good rest
of the day.
Take care. Okay. So
damn.
There you go. Yeah, that's my mom. You got colors. Everyone have fun.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big news in downtown Rochester, buddy.
Ooh, what we
get? Well, it's going to be easier to get in and out of our community.
Really?
And the word temporary did a lot of heavy lifting in this story. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The big news in downtown Rochester yesterday, we are getting a brand new bus terminal.
I thought we just got a brand new bus terminal.
No, we got a brand new train station.
No, but they built a bus terminal a couple years ago.
In 2012, they built a temporary Trailways bus station at Cumberland Street. And again, they built that with the anticipation that they were going to have a new bus station coming soon. So that was 12 years ago.
So wait, is this city buses or the ones where I take out of town?
No, this is like Greyhound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So it'll be across the street from the Louise Slaughter train station, which was dedicated in 2017. That was all built in 2017. And yeah, so now you will have both your bus station and your train station right there to make it easier to move around.
I guess like my mega bus and all that stuff.
Yeah, or Greyhound, stuff like that, Trailways.
Getting out of town.
All those things. Yeah.
Take the bus.
Well, yeah. What's the problem?
Bus.
Oh my God, you're such a bitch.
Such a snob.
You've
been there.
You ain't taking no damn bus.
I've taken a bus
and
before.
And that school trip.
No,
I mean,
I've
suitcase,
taken a bus.
Going out of town bus.
Yes.
Wait, where'd you take it? Greyhound?
Yeah, it was. I took one from Boston home once.
Ah, in
busted.
Your face. What are you talking? You've taken them too.
Yeah, but I was busted.
Busted.
You know, never saw young single women on buses for long.
That was the creepiest thing you've ever said. Even before
it
you said
was
for
pretty
long.
Creepy to see.
Listen, man, I looked and I never saw young single women on.
I
the
always
bus.
Figured they were just getting released from prison or something.
Shut man, the bus system is a very valuable system for people.
It built this country in the 50s.
Legitimately did.
It did.
That's what I'm saying. God, you're such a dick, man. This is great news.
It's really going to help out.
No, it is.
Yes. I mean, we need more drifters in town. Bitter loners and alcohol.
No, we got plenty of bitter loners and alcohol.
Well, you're going to get more. I always think you get a bus terminal, you just get bad stuff.
We already have a bus terminal.
Yeah.
This is a newer bus terminal. It's not like buses have never been here before
and they just invented
buses. And here come the buses, you idiot. Send in the buses. They're already here. I got to say, again, talking about this new bus station that will be opening up across from the Amtrak station that opened in 2017. We don't know when it's coming, but it's getting $18 million. It's also going to be run by Amtrak, which is good.
Okay, so that's going to be like the Taj Mahal bus station.
Well, I'm looking at, I used to take the train all the time, but I haven't taken the train in like 15 years.
Right.
Okay. So I'm looking at a picture of the Louise Slaughter train station.
Mm-hmm.
This thing looks beautiful.
It's also...
What?
It may not look like that now.
I'm looking at a picture of it from yesterday, you idiot.
It looks nice.
Yes. Like, I would always get jealous. It was built in 2017.
Okay.
I would always get jealous when I would get off trains at, like, communities that had really nice train
stations.
Well, it's
like Washington, D.C. No. The place is a palace.
Schenectady has a gorgeous train station.
Just like east of here.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Right.
And like, oh, why can't we have that? And like the old train station downtown, it looked like it was.
But it was rough.
It was falling apart, right? But this looks nice. And if this looks nice, the bus station will probably look nice.
Anytime I see like a Greyhound bus on the highway, I always go, you really can't afford a vacation.
Okay. Why do you think
that
they're
is
on
their vacation?
And why do you think they're on vacation? They could be moving to see family members. Those could be college kids going
back. First of all,
back.
I don't.
How about service members?
Service members, fine.
Oh, look at you, fine. You bitch ass coward.
Acceptable.
Bitch. You know what? I support
but
our
by the way,
hey,
most
I just want to say
guys,
one thing. God
fly.
Bless America. Most no, they don't always fly.
Those guys all fly.
When you're off,
yeah,
you gotta get
fly.
Your own way home, buddy.
And by the way, I don't want any relatives showing up at my house on a bus. You know my relatives. I don't want my bus relatives coming to my house.
You bus relatives?
Because, you know, they're all, they got problems, man. Every one of my relatives that shows up at my house on a bus has got meth in their system. Yeah, I'm right, bro. I'm right.
You know your family.
You've seen my family, some of them.
Bro, you
those are the good, those are the ones I show you.
You are your wife kicking you out away from being permanent
I know,
bus
bro.
Guy. So who are you talking
Anytime
to?
Anytime I took the bus, it sucked.
No, you
it took forever.
Here's what I'm telling you. You still suck. You're not any better than the people
think
that you're criticizing.
The bus.
Yes, you're not above the bus.
But
you
like,
will always be bus level. You and me, always bus guys.
But it was like, if you want to see the prison system in the United States, travel by bus. How about there was always that one guy that got on the bus? He had super long hair and he smelled bad.
Shut up,
he
man.
He was like smelly bus Jesus.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.